Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Erin Morgan.
And I'm Stacey Sage.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we're excited to have Jeff DeYoung, Ontario Sheep Farmer and Master Shepherd's Course graduate, with us here to talk about his experience taking the Master Shepherd's Course.
Welcome, Jeff. Thanks for joining us on Flock Talk. Jeff, can you tell us about yourself and how long you've been sheep farming and what makes your farm unique?
Yes, we've been sheep farming since about 2009 for about 15 years. We started when I came back from a harvest run. We started with about 16 sheep. They were just a mixed breed in an old bank barn. We switched to straight bred Rideau Arcots and worked our way up to about 800 ewes. Now, currently, we're just starting to breed Dorset Rams to make F1 crosses. And we're planning on switching our flock over 100% to F1 Rideau Dorsets. We lamb 5 times a year. All our lambings get done in the barn and dry ewes or pastures as long as we can. Our lambs get marketed around 115 pounds, and then we also do a bit of cash cropping.
Awesome. Thanks for that. So what led you to the decision to participate in the Master Shepherd's course, and how long into your sheep farming career did you decide to sign up?
At that point in time, we had been sheep farming for about 4 to 5 years. I knew I wanted to pursue sheep farming on a full-time basis. So I looked at it like going to school to get some more knowledge.
Amazing. So we all know that the Master Shepherd's course is extensive and it's interactive. It's an 18-month course. Can you share an overview of your experience with the course material and the instructors?
Yeah, the material was really good. It related a lot to the day-to-day things that happen on a sheep farm. It covered all different aspects of sheep farming. I really found the farm tours really beneficial too, to see different people's setups and how they manage their flocks. At the time, Edie Steele was running the program. She had really put a lot of time and energy into making the course happen, and she did a really great job.
Fantastic. How were you able to take these learnings and apply them directly to your farm? Can you share a few specific examples?
Yes, the timing of the course was perfect. It was probably about a year before we bought our first farm. The barns on our farm were set up for dairy. So doing the Master Shepherd's course covered a lot of topics like ventilation, different ways to set up infrastructure, and also seeing several sheep farms on the farm tours, you got to see a lot of different ways people had their farms set up. There was lots of people who had renovated different types of barns, so I really got to take those ideas and apply them to our new farm. Other things that we really applied from the course was working closer with our vet nutritionist to learn how to deal with some of the problems we deal with on our farms on a day-to-day.
Can you think of any examples of some of the nutritional aspects or some of the challenges you were facing at the time that the course helped you solve?
100%. Like I would say, like a lot about body condition scoring, right? And just feeding properly, different types of feed you can use too. I would say that. It really helped guide with that and just working with the nutritionist closer instead of just putting a bale of hay out and throwing a little bit of this out, a little bit of that. So I just found it really helped just really focusing and working with the nutritionist a lot closer. So just some examples, I guess. Some people are kind of shy, I guess, with calling the vet and stuff. It can be very expensive at times. Sometimes you'd have some issues with just certain problems, and you know what I mean? You give up a little quicker than what you should, and you know, the vet can really help you deal with those problems, and you can learn from it a little bit, so you don't have to rely on them so much either, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So the knowledge that you learned from the Master Shepherd's course, has it evolved for you and your farm over time?
Oh, it definitely has. We wouldn't be where we're at today without it. We basically started with about 200 ewes or so when we joined the course, and now we're up to 800. And I would say it really helped gave the confidence to grow our flock to those kind of numbers and help with our management to help us be able to manage that many sheep too.
Excellent.
What would you share with a farmer who is considering the course, but still not 100% sure about signing up?
Yeah. If they think they truly have an interest in sheep, I would say the course is definitely worth it. The time that you put into the course, you make yourself much more efficient and have a lot less disasters on your farm. It does cost a bit of money, but I do think it pays for itself with the knowledge that you gain.
And is there anything else about your experience as a graduate of the Master Shepherd's course that you want to share?
I just really thought it was good to learn about sheep. Like, where do you go get college courses that on sheep farming, right? Like, yeah, you can go. I guess I never went to university either, right? Or college or anything like that. So it was really good. It was good to do that because I knew that's what I wanted to do in life.
Right.
Yeah. And you get that hands-on training and able to go back and apply it so nicely. And then scale, which is really interesting to me, as you go from your 200 ewes to 850. And this course has helped you do that over time.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So, Jeff, when you were talking, you shared that the cost of the course paid for itself. Do you have any examples of things that you changed in your management that would have, maybe saved you money or earned you more money?
I would say even learning about medicated feed and stuff like that and how much that can help. Battling a lot of problems like regular problems with sheep, like coccidiosis, parasites, learning how to get on top of those things before they become a real problem. It saves a lot. Right. And also, I guess now we can spot out the signs a little sooner than what we could have in the early parts of sheep farming too. So, you start to see a sign, you say, oh, we got to get right on top of treatments and stuff right now. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your experience with us today, Jeff. We appreciate you joining us and talking about the Master Shepherd's course.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday for our interview with Art Alblas, the chair of Ontario Sheep Farmers.
Hey, Aaron, what's new at Ontario Sheep Farmers?
We have a really exciting Grey Bruce Farmers Week coming up on Saturday, January 11th. Not one of our events, but an event that we do sponsor and look forward to every year. It looks like they have a really great lineup of speakers. Their keynote is from the UK. Peter Delbridge is visiting, and it looks like he's going to be on the agenda a couple of times in the morning and in the afternoon. And they also are going to have talks on raising replacement ewes and rams, and a nice presentation on when the drugs don't work, strategies to reduce gastrointestinal parasites in sheep. So I'm really looking forward to that day. There will be representatives from Ontario Sheep Farmers on location, and we look forward to seeing everyone at Grey Bruce Farmers Week.
And if you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe where you listen to your podcast to receive alerts for our future episodes, and please share our podcast with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, at Ontario Sheep on X. And visit our new website that we just launched at ontariosheep.org.